speed these solar farm projects through a little quicker.
Yeah, that would help a lot in this project.
Well, it actually means less local oversight, so your planning board would have less control over the project,
right.
And the state regulators would have more control.
Right. That's how I understand it. The moment we came up with this proposal, we would be able to enact it pretty quickly, which is great. I mean, I'm all in favor of local control, but you know, in some of the municipalities, they've been really resistant to solar farms for all kinds of crazy reasons. Some municipalities have put a moratorium on them, and I understand it's very complex. You know, when we signed up to be an uptaker of some solar energy last year, it was very confusing what exactly we were getting, and really all we were getting was a 10% reduction in our costs. And the solar farm is just outside of Hudson and Greenport, and we have no stake in the actual farm. So it's okay on the short term, but one of the things we wanted to make sure when we said yes to that was that we could get out of that contract without any penalties. So if we come up with our solar farm, we could get out of that obligation without having to pay any money. But, you know, municipalities, you know, who in any municipality is completely conversant with all the elements of solar energy and how it's financed and how you pay for it and where it comes from. So I can understand the hesitancy, but at the same time, it's worth moving these projects along.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of the opposition to these projects has been viewshed arguments. I mean, my opinion has been that I've got this big Catskill Mountain right out the window here I'm looking at, and there should be windmills on it because that's what we need.
I agree, and I think those windmills look great. I've never understood the opposition to them.
But here, I've heard you have a site for this solar farm that is sort of hidden from the viewshed.
That's right, and that's why I'm pretty enthusiastic about it. No one, I can't imagine what the opposition will be, but there's always someone complaining about something, but it is hidden from the viewshed of anyone. So that'll be a plus, I think, in getting it through. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to move on to another subject, but if you want to finish this.
No, that's it.
So is there anything else? We're almost out of time. Is there anything else?
You know, just the ordinary business of the city, which is transferring money from one account to another. We're taking in a couple donations. There's a couple donations that have come in honor of a fellow named Joseph Vining Jr., who was in his 70s and was a local firefighter. So there's been contributions to the fire department made in his name. And, of course, as you know, Tom, the Polar Plunge was a huge success this year, with over $15,000 going to the Hudson Fireman Dive Team, the water specialists, so to speak, who can, you know, do all kinds of first responder work in the river as well as in our lakes. And then the other $15,000 is going to the Hudson Youth Center, which I learned at the last Youth and Aging Youth and Senior Committee has programs right now so full that they can't even add new programs. So we have a really thriving youth center, which is something I've always thought was essential to the health of the city, to keeping our kids active and engaged and out of trouble.
All right. We've been speaking with Tom DiPietro, the Hudson Common Council president, who's been previewing what's coming up with Hudson meetings in general next week, but specifically the Hudson informal Common Council meeting on March 9th at 7 p.m., which will have a live web stream at WGXC.org and on the City of Hudson website. Anything else you want to tell us about?
Well, yeah. Is the pledge drive over?
Just about.
Okay, good, because I want to make one final pitch. You know, WGXC has proven itself such a great community asset, and I already mentioned how, you know, they're live streaming all the city meetings. They're not asking for a penny for all that, and I know you personally do a lot of the work, Tom, and I just want to say, if there's no other reason to support community radio, in this case WGXC, that's an incredible reason that they're providing this service to the city for nothing other than your support. So please, please donate to WGXC. And I might mention that I'm also a programmer during the week. Thank you, Tom, for having me on once again.
All right. We'll be hearing you at the Hudson Common Council meeting at 7 p.m. March 9th, and then back on the air March 12th on the WGXC afternoon show.
Thanks, Tom.
All right.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is a leak, drip, drip. 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 Be rocking fatigue, drip, drip. I wet up my sleeve, drip, drip. 400 degrees, drip, drip. There's nothing to me, drip, drip. This is a leak, 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 drip, drip. Be rocking fatigue, drip, drip. I wet up my sleeve, drip, drip. 400 degrees, drip, drip. There's nothing to me, drip. This is a leak.
Paddock for leaping, I'm swimming, she drip. But I open the legs, I'm eating my dinner. I got the gold, she give me the top. I run to the sack.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Anchor Catskill Hudson. That was a song by Low Phone Posit, Dope Boy Menace, and Chef Miyagi called Leak. We are in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you a show.
An hour of tracks. An hour of tracks radio is what we're here to bring you. So, this week, you know, previous weeks and tracks, we've really been grinding hard on our new music and some of the stuff that's been happening, the events of the past few weeks with fellow rapper Pop Smoke dying. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. I seen the funeral today.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Whole Brooklyn was like shut down. Like, yeah. Oh my God, it was like so many thousands of hundreds of thousands of people out there.
Yeah,
like they had two horses.
Yeah,
dragging his casket.
Yep.
It's a pretty sad situation. He was only 20 years old.
20 years old.
Young, very young. These rappers are dying really, really young, younger and younger every time.
And quicker, every single time.
Sad situation. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Send my condolences to the family and friends of him.
Family, friends. So, back to tracks, as I was saying, you know, we've been really, like, grinding hard on the past few, like, these weeks prior to the death of Pop Smoke. We've really been, like, going hard with this music stuff, and I feel like most of us has, like, hit a bottom point to where we've all, like, you know, we're fine where we are right now. Like, in the beginning, like, we were all actually, like, a bit uncertain about, like, some of the stuff that we were, like, putting out there and some of the stuff that we were rapping about, you know.
Yeah.
We were all a little, like, a bit self-conscious about that kind of stuff. And then,
I think Trax has grown pretty big.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that now we have our... Even Hudson Clubhouse attending every Saturday now.
So now we're more like tuned in and we have like a wider platform, you know.
Yes.
Me, SoundCloud, Danny, SoundCloud, YouTube, me, SoundCloud, YouTube, you know, you can find us anywhere.
Yes. Finishing up our, they're finishing up their projects and completing their, getting, you know, closer to their goals as far as putting out EPs and stuff like that.
Well, mine's already out. My EP's already out, but.
Oh, you ain't even told me that. See? See,
it's like three songs, but that's okay.
See?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You didn't tell me it was finished. What's the cover looking like? I won't see.
I'll show you after.
Artwork looking like.
I'll show you after.
Yeah, I was liking the fact that the Hudson kids were coming over and they were taking, they were really taking it serious and they were really getting into it. I have seen you guys in here when y'all was recording your
musical freestyling.
Yeah, you did your little musical freestyle. I was just,
we were all just very in tune with each other.
I was proud. I was proud.
The vibes were there.
Big vibes.
And so today I just found out that I was suspended, you know. So came in the clubhouse and, you know, I was pretty mad. And my mom was pretty mad as well. She was, you know, ready to suspend me. But
so you want to, you know, talk with the people a little bit on what happened with that situation?
I don't want to, like, waste too much time on how I got suspended, but it was more the reason I got suspended, you know, that got me mad. So before I start talking, it's me, you know, a little phone posit, DJ Popcorn, however you want to address me.
Walter White in the building.
Yeah,
I know. Same as last. Same as the week before. Same as the week before that and the week before that.
DJ and the other Kyren. 60 shows.
We got DJ Kyren in here.
In the same background. As the other 60 shows in the background, not really talking. And
DJ Stitch.
We got DJ Stitch.
From like 32 shows ago. Yeah.
Shut up.
Anyway, so, you know, back to me.
Back to your suspension story.
Yeah, so I came in the clubhouse. I was pretty mad.
Your one-day suspension.
Anyway, it's still a suspension. The suspension is a suspension, okay? I was pretty mad, and I kind of, you know, I wasn't really, like, super in tune with...
Just elaborate real quick, you know, on what happened. Just give us a brief little story. I know it was something about some memes.
There was some memes in my slideshow, and I never presented them, which was never going to be a problem because I wasn't going to present them. And then the fact that the teacher that I had said that...
You wasn't, or you were, but then you decided... You
but then
wasn't.
I decided I wasn't going
okay,
to.
Okay, let's be honest here.
Yep, okay.
Honesty.
So then the teacher, who looks it over, and he's just like, yeah, some of this stuff is just, you know, very disrespectful. I'm like, you know what? That's okay. I'll get rid of it. He said, it's fine, just get rid of it. I said, okay. And that's what I did. I got rid of it. All the stuff was gone, redid it, slides perfectly fine. Then he wouldn't let me present. And then the next thing I know, I go into eighth period. He waits three periods just to report me. And then I'm like, you know what? It doesn't even matter at this point. Because my mom was madder than I am. If anything, she should have been the one making a suspended hashtag free low phone posit song. You know, by the way, coming soon.
So what these memes were like, was it like some racial thing or something?
It wasn't really like racial. It was just like the fact that like only certain like people would like relate to them.
Yeah.
So like not a lot of people would understand some of the stuff, you know, like the standpoint where I was coming from with some of the memes. They just like,
come on, you know, like 90% of teachers are boomers, man.
Yeah, I just.
You have to know this, like. Going into that whole thing, you didn't think it all the way through.
No, I. And then me and my friend, you know, we conversed a little bit. Then we were like, you know, it's kind of like, it's not really like one person's fault. You know, it was on both of us. Like, we both did the memes. We both contributed half and half. So we, you know, we both played our part in us both, you know, getting in trouble. But, you know, I mean, what we got suspended for was stupid. It was just memes. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the authority had to be placed so I can learn, quote unquote, my lesson.
What did we learn from this?
What did I learn?
Yes, what did you learn?
Not to put memes on your slideshow, period.
What kind of memes?
Funny
inappropriate
memes.
Inappropriate ones.
Not really inappropriate. They were like, they were more edged towards people but who would like understand.
As long as you learn from what happened is all that counts. And I feel like you did because you came here. You know, you was a little upset, but you didn't drag it.
No,
and
I didn't.
And then you did something positive. You went and made it. You created a song about
it. Yeah, I
went
and made a song, and it came out pretty good.
Yeah, you released the energy in a good way, so you learned something from it, and that's what counts.
Yeah. Sat there, wrote really hard like that one SpongeBob episode, and...
So interesting what I noticed today. So you came in with a problem and wrote about it. Yep. And then, you know, not for nothing, but DJ Stitch might have came in a little off today. And she was writing some things, too. I'm not going to ask what. But so it's just that outlet, right?
Yeah.
And that energy, changing it.
Like me.
Talk about it, Stitch.
Like. You know,
Talk about it.
Elaborate.
Okay. Give us a little.
Just about the process. You don't have to say what happens.
You don't have to like go into it. Just
the process of having that energy, you know, and then letting it out.
Talk about
and how.
Yeah, talk about that part. How you just, you know, let the energy out after it was over.
Well, I was like really, I don't want to say sad, but like aggravated, and then like. I had a lot of words in my head, so I put them down on the paper. And I'm not going to say I felt better, but I don't feel as bad.
You know, so...
It's a start.
Basically just saying, you know, DJ Stitch used writing as an outlet, as did I. Like, the music for me, this is like really for me, basically it's all I have. I treat my music like it's my child, you know.
Yeah.
I take my career and stuff very seriously.
That's basically what the track's writing process in the beginning is about, basically. You know, you come in and we talk of recovery, and you know we don't only just talk about, you know, recovering from drugs and stuff like that. You could recover from many things.
Anything. Loss.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
So,
things.
You know, then we give you the creative writing process part, because that kind of like lets you express.
It gives you
yourself.
The opportunity to talk about it.
And then you can, after that's done, you can express it musically.
And then just put it in the music and everything ties up, and you know
it
might just help you.
It goes back to tracks. You know what I
mean? Yeah. And even that expression or that process, y'all can connect too. So it's making a connection. You might be doing the process individually by yourselves, but then yet what I see at Clubhouse is I see you guys all come together and then connect with each other on your individual projects and feelings.
See, like, when a feature is like something like magical that it just doesn't happen. Like, you have to like know a person to like actually like, you know, get in tune with some of the stuff that like they do and some of the stuff that you do and mix your styles and like, you know, get to know the person better. Like when I first met DJ Sha Money, shout out, you know, we recently just made a song together, and like it had been a while because it had been like a year since we like rapped like together in like the same room. It just like, it bring back like old vibes, so you know.
Yeah.
I just had to like get more in tune and like learn how to rap with him again, and then you know, switching back to my old
different
mentality.
Energy,
you know? Yeah, just like even rapping with Dope Boy Menace. It's just like our voices go so well together, it's just crazy, you know. Just listen to Leak. You know?
Case in point,
you know.
Yep.
Claim evidence, text support, you know.
And also I wanna congratulate you on you know, learning how to use the Pro Tools now.
Stop it.
You know, you're doing the Pro Tools.
I
showed you how to do it. Awesome. I even showed you how to convert music.
That took me a minute.
Convert videos into actual MP3s, and you got that.
Yeah.
Now you can upload it on there.
Yeah, now I know how to use the mic.
You can record yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your next thing, only thing left now is tweaking.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's the only thing I have to
and
learn
that,
then.
That, you really can't never really master that.
Yeah, you
because
can't
every
really
time,
ever. Yeah.
Even the biggest engineers can't master it, because it's like doctoring. It's just practice. It's like, you know, when the doctors say they practice, what do they call it? They practice.
They practice their skill.
Practice medicine. Yeah. You can only practice medicine.
It's
the same
practice.
Thing with engineering, like, because they come out with so much new tweaks and stuff every day, every week.
Yeah, like.
You could never master that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
so you
my,
can only practice it. So don't even get yourself caught up into thinking.
Yeah, like
that
the song,
I'm never going to learn.
Yeah, like the song that I just dropped,
so
you know.
So if you think you just got that good, it's something else comes out.
Mm. Yeah, like you the song that I just dropped, you know, I was like doing the same thing. I was kind of experimenting, you know. I sang a little bit on a song for the first. No, it was like the second time. You know, some of like some of like the stuff that I do, it's not really like I'm not really like singing based. You know, it's not really like my genre. Like, you know, poppy type songs. It's not really like my thing. I'm more into like the hip hop rap music. You know, all the you know some of the stuff that you'll hear today, you might hear on my stuff. But you know, I like to switch it up once in a while and just like, I like to like relate to the people, you know, like what I like to hear, like what they want to hear. I'll drop a song and then somebody tells me, oh, this song's fire. I like this song. I like the way this song bops. This beat is cool. Uh-huh. And I try to find other things like it. So, you know, my stuff sells, my stuff can get out there. And so my stuff can work better. And then I work at more harder to, you know, better myself and like spread out to like wider genres and like, you know, like maybe one day switch languages on my song, you know. It just,
you're on your way, kid. You're on your way. I gotta give it up to him.
Yeah,
gotta give it up to DJ Popcorn.
Learned a lot,
aka Lil Phone Posit.
I've learned a lot through these past few months. Shout out to DJ Kansu and shout out to DJ Phoebs. They've both mentored me on the sound engineering stuff.
Yeah,
and have like you know stuck with me since almost day one, and just have been like the solid people who have like been here for me and like have you know helped me like express myself, help me make music, help me edit stuff, you know, help me work harder on radio, help me become a sound engineer. I feel like some of that stuff like really hits home when it just like when I like hear my voice on like the very first show. I just like seen some pictures from the very ever first track show and just like, you know, it touched my heart in a way that just like I was looking at pictures from the performance too after, and like from when we grown from just a group of kids who like you know didn't really know how to like do this stuff to like now like actual artists and drop music
and having knowledge of you know
and I have an actual equipment. EP. Yeah, it just feels like unreal to me that now that I have like an actual EP out and my voice is on the internet. It just it shocks me every time I say it.
How does that make you feel?
Like, when I get, like, compliments about my music, it makes me feel, like, really good. Like, I love, like,
so it gives
you know,
you, like,
the
a
attention.
Sense of purpose,
and just,
right?
Yeah, like, a lot of people, like, get famous and, like, don't really like the attention. But, like, if I was to, like, ever actually blow up, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, be, like, always on the media and just, like, always out there and touching on a lot of subjects. I feel like that's something I wouldn't do, but like I'd still be in tune with like my main hardcore fans and the people who've like stuck with me from day one. So you know,
So you're still in the baby stages right now of it, but those are the greatest stages. But it's like once you start getting your name out there and then you know going to showcases, and stuff like that, and actually performing it in front of people, that's the next level.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and that's. That used to terrify me.
But when the first performance
when
comes,
When I used to do shows back in years back.
Back in his day.
Yeah. It used to, like, be the most terrifying thing, like, right before you go on. But then once you get on and then you notice that the crowd is vibing with you, it's like, that's
once
like
you know that they like it,
like
just, you know,
some
it's
of the
vibe.
Best dopamine I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
natural. Like when people
yeah,
like
natural,
just,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just like
when people
it's
like
a
your
feeling
stuff.
Like inside of your body that you just can't even explain. Like,
yeah,
you know
like
saying?
It. Like when people, when I first dropped Leak, like now I still get compliments about that song. Like, oh my God, your verse was so good.
I see how many likes you got on it on SoundCloud too. I checked that out.
Yeah,
likes
I just
got a lot of likes on there.
Nice. I mean, I just been doing my thing, you know, just trying to get myself out there and maybe one day I can blow up and, you know, provide for my family, my friends, get things done, you know, that's still go to school and
that's the perk. That's why we why we doing this. Not we doing it to so you can express your talent, but
yeah, it's not really like focused
we want
on
something
blowing
to
it.
Come,
yeah.
Something to come from, but you got to work hard at
yeah,
it.
You know,
you got to stay on top of your game.
Hard work and dedication is key, you know, it just getting things done. Just get her done and, you know, focus on, you know, not really the unimportant aspects of it. Like, oh, if I have so many bars, this and this bar sounds so good, this is such a bar. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I don't really even focus on that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just focus on, like, getting my music done and making sure that, like, my advertising is straight. If I'm going to drop a merch line soon, you know, maybe just, like, look forward to, like, the bigger things in life and rather than
sounds good to
focus
me.
On, like,
so focused, motivated, and
if I just,
inspiring.
Yeah, like, if I just, like, focus on the small things in life, like, I'll never get anywhere. And I've now realized that after dropping my first song, just, you know, it really, like, it touches me. Like, when I actually, like, go back on my old laptop and just, like, hear my old song, like, my first ever song that I actually got to hear my voice on over a beat, just...
So let me ask, how long ago was that?
I'd have to say... It was a bit after the tracks 1.0.
Gotcha.
It was, like... Yeah. So, mainly after tracks 1.0,
so
featuring Dope Boy Menace.
I'm remembering
the song.
I remember the first version of tracks that we did at the clubhouse, right?
Yes. Tracks 1.0 was chaotic, but you know, we got things done.
Yo, we were recording you guys on the phone.
Yeah.
And at this little round table that was in here.
Yeah,
and that was off the
phone.
So, you know, just to think about that, and it's not even been a year. You know, we started that program in April, I think, of last year.
Yep.
April or May, maybe.
Yeah, I think May.
And, yeah, so it hasn't even been a year. And, like, all, you know, the motivation that you guys had to engage in this, and, you know, it's crazy.
It turned out good.
I just like focusing on like the bigger things, you know. Just like,
Are we gonna get into some of this music?
Yeah. So, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna take a quick song break and let you listen to "Sickness, My Desire." We'll be right back.
Them no blood clot ready. If the beat's tight, then my flow pops cherries. Incredibility, virginal like Mary. I craft concepts that birth immaculately, and it goes so cradle to cemetery. So do not cross the bar, that else you end up in them early. Wanna live fast, best ensure the Maserati. Can't afford the gas, then it's about to get dirty. Come on, laughing at you, is that the best you can do? Mommy never told you, patience is a virtue. Shoot us on the ledge, we've been paying our dues. Parting with the legends, you lot still got curfews. Ain't no stopping us, this shit's universal. If you paid attention, you still couldn't do what we do. You may not admit it, but it's you too, and you too. You will be seated in our costumes. My desire is to freak you permanently with my pain. My desire is to make you spread the word and tell your friends. My desire is my destiny and every legend. This is my desire. This is my desire. My desire is to represent my ancestors. My desire, XMLK, take no sentences. My desire would not be free if not for this. This is my desire. This is my desire. Might check 1, 2, come again. Bastard with the flizzles, mighty with the pen. Medicine element, oh, cheek on the lens. No subliminals, this is how I live. See my visions through to the end. Never underestimate my intellect, the acronym. L-E-X-I-C-O-N. Giving you orgasms, you feel coming often in. Multiples of 10, bicycle, apostrophe, X-teens, king and den. Make the sick me jump like a when I sit on Pondy rigging groupie up gnarly. Make you want to set. You envision my career ends like a HD lens. And as the 16 ends, make you reaching for the rewind game. My desire is to fake you permanently with my pain. My desire is to make you spread the word and tell your friends. My desire is my destiny and every legend. This is my desire. This is my desire. My desire is to represent my ancestors. My desire, XMLK, take no sentences. My desire would not be free if not for this. This is my desire. This is my desire.
gonna make it dead from the start. Honing my craft, mastering my arts. Playing position full of art. I do chess checkmate in dark arts. Cuban links built to last, and everybody knows who laughs first, last. So I guess I'm last up in this father mucker. It don't matter, still be laughing this time in for summer. Same way you'll be begging supper, in the hopes that somebody will take pity. No, son, should have thought about that instead of watching what real ones do. Now your face flat. Get used to it, I mean, it's called karma. You get what you give. I told you you weren't ready for me. Long as I'm breathing, best believe I'll keep the speakers humming. My desire is to freak you permanently with my pain. My desire is to make you spread the word and tell your friends. My desire is my destiny and living. This is my desire. This is my desire. My desire is to represent my ancestors. My desire, XMLK, Kano's and Topers. My desire would not be free if not for this. This is my desire. This is my desire.
Your house, music program at the clubhouse, got a drum set at the clubhouse, got a piano at the clubhouse, make your own beats at the clubhouse, get on the video at the clubhouse, share your voice at the clubhouse, express yourself at the clubhouse, tracks program at the clubhouse, be yourself at the clubhouse, no judgment at the clubhouse, no drama at the clubhouse, we accept you at the clubhouse, got field trips at the clubhouse, got art supplies at the clubhouse, creativity at the clubhouse, paint your own wall at the clubhouse, got a TV at the clubhouse, got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse, food and snacks at the clubhouse, hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ Wick. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am DJ Walter White.
DJ Popcorn, a.k.a. Lil Phone Posse, a.k.a. just got suspended.
DJ Kyren.
DJ Stitch
on the beat.
Yeah.
That's her new tag, BT Dubs. Yeah. DT Stitch on the beat.
We got to get DJ Stitch on a Saturday.
That's a fact.
No.
Yeah. Singing.
Big fact.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we was talking when the song was playing, and I was asking you, like, you know, how would you feel if you was to sign a major deal?
See.
A major record deal and really blew up and got out there and was big. Like, what'd you think? How do you think you would act? What would you do? Where would you be? Where would you go? Would you work harder?
One thing that definitely would happen is I'd make sure, like, I'm working harder, but also at the same time grinding less, like, being less, like, desperate to, like, having to buy studio time, you know. I'll still be coming here and stuff, you know, staying true with, like, the ones that, like, I know are going to stick with me, the ones who are going to help me, like, get my music out there more. Yeah. And I'm going to also help them at the same time, because if I blow up, they can blow up with me. So I'm going to bring whoever doesn't blow up, and I'm going to bring them with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
but,
you know.
But I want to know more about the music. Like,
okay,
stay
so
true to the music.
Yeah, definitely.
Let the music grow.
Definitely. When I drop
now, you're this big, huge person, and you have this big platform, and you have their voice, to, and you can talk to all of these kids who used to be in your position before you got there. And you could talk to the, you know what I'm saying? Like, where would you, you can use your voice in a different way. Like you can
I can use it
to influence.
Yeah.
Because you know
that's one.
I listen to your music and your music right now is just fun and you know it's
more
easy
like
to dance
the,
to.
It's more of like the you know
and it sounds like.
It sounds like what you hear today. Like
yeah.
If you like you know.
If you got big, like, would you get a little bit more serious? Would the music get more serious?
Definitely. If I blew up, even if I'm not gonna blow up, if I do, if I don't, I've still just been focused on like switching up my flow, switching up my genres, rapping faster, more breath control.
Yeah.
You know, producing my own music, getting a tagline, getting signed, getting myself out there. You know, there's still a lot of stuff that needs to be done. So,
oh no, of course. But I'm talking about if you're. I'm speaking on like you're
okay.
on. This,
so if,
or you already have all these. I'm
so like, would my music change? Like some of the stuff I talk about, would it change?
Yeah. Like, would you talk about more serious things, or would you just stay in the fun
like,
lane?
I mean, sometimes I do on my songs talk about some serious stuff, but like you know, just as I just recorded, suspended hashtag free little phone positive. That's a serious thing for me.
Yeah.
That I wanted to talk about. It was something that, you know, touched me.
Okay.
Got me, you know, I was a little bit in the zone, you know, as you've seen, I never let up off that chair, you know, until I was finished writing. As we all know, once I'm determined, I'm not going to stop. And that's just something that I've learned over time, that, you know, once I'm determined, I'm going to get something done. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, like, some of my stuff would change. I'll still be, like, the fun, playful person that I am, but at the same time, I'm going to add more, like, the serious aspects of, like, some of the things that are going on in the world, some of the things that are going on in places, in my place, home,
of course.
Studio.
They like, sending a message?
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to ask. They wouldn't, because, like, the way they sign you is, like, they go off of what your... What you make, and then they don't want you to change. They want you to stay.
They want you to do what you're doing. What's going to make them the money? Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
what's
a lot of people
sell?
they get on and they want to change and they want to start bringing a message being brought, and it doesn't work out all the time.
Mm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, because they clash with the label. Then the label holds back their music. Then they don't let them release.
Shout out Uzi.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I would have not thought of.
Yeah, shout out Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, like Uzi's going through that. I wouldn't say he's going through that.
Yeah, he was going through that.
I'm going to say he's going through. This is what Lil Uzi's going through right now. I'm going to break it down in simplest forms. He's going through when he got signed.
Yeah.
He was so happy.
He was
just a kid from the streets like you.
Who made it.
He signed his contract probably without a lawyer. A lawyer present. You know what I'm saying? He jumped, signed his contract, and probably didn't think he was going to be as big as he did. End up generating this whole bunch of money for the people he signed to, and then he got mad because those people took their money.
Yeah.
So he got mad because he looked at it like,
and then he
I made all that money.
Yeah.
I'm the artist. I'm the rapper. I'm the But what people don't, these and artists and these rappers don't understand is when you sign these contracts,
you're
gotta have a lawyer present.
Yeah, you make sure
you
don't sign your life away.
You gotta have a lawyer present. You're only 18, 17. You need a lawyer. You need your mother, your father there.
Yeah.
And you have to read these contracts. Don't just jump out to them. And then you become this big, huge artist. And now you're mad because you know your talent is what made all of these people money.
Yeah,
and
like
you can't, and you're not seeing any of it.
And they've already copyrighted your music, so
exactly.
Basically,
so
they're
they own your publishing, they own your masters and stuff like that. And then you get pissed off with the label.
Yeah.
And it's really not their fault. And people have to understand, like, these labels put a lot of money into you. You can't afford studio time is like $500 an hour.
Yeah, and they're paying that
you know
for you, so you can be the one generating their money, even though you know.
Yeah. So then these rappers, they get mad at, which they should just be mad at themselves. You know what I'm saying?
And even if they
learn, my advice to people is learn the business before you just jump and sign a contract.
Yeah.
Have your lawyer present. Have your parents there.
Yeah. Just
you
sign. Sign to like good labels, like. If you get, like, an opportunity, like, get signed to, like, Roc Nation, someone you can trust, you know? Like, Roc Nation also being,
just have
like,
a lawyer
you know?
There to go over that stuff, because some of the stuff in them papers you're not going to understand.
Yeah.
There's words on there you don't understand. There's terms on there you don't understand. Terms and conditions.
Make sure you have somebody present with you.
You're not going to understand everything. You have to have an entertainment lawyer there present.
What about, before labels and things, getting your own music individually copyrighted?
Well, you can't. Okay.
Well, you can't really copyright your own music.
You can copyright your name.
Yeah, you can copyright your name, your stuff. Like, your song is, like, yours.
They're going to, you can
the money, like.
You can grow, you can broker, you can deal, make a deal with them on your publishing. That's everything you write.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want a percentage.
Well, I'm asking because, so I have an aunt who writes lyrics, but she's been able to copyright her own lyrics. Now, it's not put to music yet. But
see, that's publishing.
That goes along.
Yeah,
with
it goes along with the publishing.
You can have it copyrighted, but they're still going to want a percentage of it.
Yeah, they're gonna have to want a percentage.
You're gonna have
what you write. They're gonna want.
You have
like,
to work something out. Whatever's
yeah.
Whatever's whatever you think is good for you and you until you get to your come
to make
to
that
a
agreement.
Yeah. Agreement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna want a cut out of that. Definitely. No.
Some people don't even read that. That's good that she has her stuff copyrighted.
Yeah.
Some people don't even read that stuff, and then they get all messed up down the line later when they're not receiving nothing, or they pass away and their family can't touch it because the label owns it.
Right.
Yeah. Like my name. Like if I ever blow up, like I'm gonna get a patent for it, so no one takes my name. That is. So you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how early in the process, you know, of you're making music now.
Well, you can patent your name
right now. Even if I'm not like big, I can still patent my
name
right now.
Without even signing a deal, you can patent your name.
Yeah, like Low Phone Posit could be mine.
You
like
can patent
I can make money off that name. Anybody uses
LLC.
My name, I make money off
you
that.
You can make a little company for LLC and then broker a deal with the record label through your LLC.
And then like after everything, you know, you got to put the TM.
How important is a record label these days?
It's
with the internet and how people be blowing up from YouTube and things like that.
Yeah, there's some there's a lot of solo artists out there that actually made it big without a label.
Independent labels.
Like they use like independent labels, you
distributors,
know. Distributors. Yeah,
yeah. People who put the money up front.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion is another artist that's going through that right now. Label issues. She signed to that baseball player. He's an ex-baseball player. He's now a music CEO, and they signed the deal.
Yeah.
Some company called 1501, and she's going through some things. She did the same thing. She signed without a lawyer, and they gave her money up front. The first big
which sounds good right away.
Yeah, it sounds good when you're just signing and somebody says, "Here's $200,000."
Yeah, yes, please.
But then, a year goes by and you generate $8 million.
Right.
And you're sitting around like, "Well, that $200,000 I had's gone."
Yeah,
yeah, but because it's not yours.
And you're looking around like, "It says I made $8 million." Yeah, we.
Yeah,
made
we
$8 million.
Made $8 million.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You only get a certain percent out of that.
Yeah. So
you'll probably only get like
now you have
five,
to get back
maybe,
to work.
You only get like 5, maybe 10%
of
it.
And generate another $8 million to get a percentage out of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's really, like, when it comes to labels, there's really not any 50-50 deals that you'll actually get. Like, certain, like, companies will actually, like, they'll, like, when they approach you, like, they'll take about, like, 15, maybe, percent of your publishing, say, right? You just wrote something and you want to put it out there. And then your company has to look over what you do before you put it out there because they don't want you to say anything wrong. Or when you put something out there, you know, they don't want it to come out in the wrong way. Don't put it on the wrong platform because some artists are actually platform exclusive. So, you know, some of that stuff, they're going to actually, like, take a cut out of that. Like, 15% of what you write is theirs. So you make, like, if you write a song for somebody, they're not going to let you do that. Because if you're signed to that label, that's your music. You just wrote that. So they're going to already, since you're signed to them, they're going to take that and make it theirs. And they're going to make you make the song, basically. So, you know, just something.
Okay. So what are we going to do? Get back into some more music?
Maybe we can take a quick song break, you know, before we end the show. So I'm going to let you listen to BML.
Also, that song before the original Clubhouse theme song was by Sickness, and it was called My Desire.
Okay, we'll see you again after the song break. Enjoy.
Thank you. with no gear. No let up forever enforcing. Ideologies are worth it, somehow blackened by our skin. Therefore, we're void of feelings, hence no right to protest or even take offense at being treated like a lesser human being. Finest hypocrisy, true indeed. The zero moral fiber ain't no empathy inside you if you utter such is life, rather. Then admit your privilege just to be the epitome of greed. Your biggest fear is being me, to see yet not be seen, speak yet not be heard. Can't hold a candle to my stream, double consciousness, the bark of my tree. No more, no more struggling, no more searching for the peace, he's the covenant. No more needing all the buns in the oven, then break bread, hard dough, loaf with my family friends. Must be the power in my mighty pen. Gotta be the force of the cause to begin again. Rosebush busting through the concrete of racism. Black matter lives, time you pay due diligence. Black matter lives, inexplicably strengthened by hidden gifts. Shatter misconceptions, this the resurrection. A fervent intersection, sojourner truth. Message noir, you're walking these dark, word is bomb. In search of food for force, substance. Peace within the ark, covenant. Every master wants a pupil who knew little, what to choose to. Drinking knowledge cause it's fruitful. Color contact lens removal, robbing tired, weary pupils. Massaging egos of the unscrupulous. It's a point blank refusal. And know from me, I ain't doing what them dudes do. Or do debts, lives matter black. Diligence, overdue, payback. No more struggling, no more searching for the peace, he's the covenant. No more needing all the buns in the oven, then break bread, hard dough, loaf with my family friends. Must be the power in my mighty pen, gotta be the force of the cause to begin again. Rosebush buzzing through the concrete of racism. Black matter lives, time you pay due diligence. No more, no more struggling, no more searching for the peace, he's the covenant. No more needing all the buns in the oven, then break bread.
We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
And you can also come for tracks Saturdays
from 6 to 9.
From 6 to 9. So, we'll finish out with some shout-outs.
Shout-out to DJ Stitch for coming and sitting in with us today.
Even though she didn't talk much.
It's all good. Still love her.
You know?
Shout-out to the Clubhouse, Catskill, and the one in Hudson.
Shout-out to Low Phone Posit.
Shout-out to Low Phone Posit. Shout-out to Chef Miyagi.
Shout-out to Doughboy
shout
Menace.
Shout-out to Phoebe.
Did you just shout-out yourself?
Yes, I did. shout-out DJ Kyron.
Shout-out DJ Kyron for stopping
shout out,
in.
Shout-out DJ Kansu. Shout-out DJ Phoebes.
Wait, ready? I have a shout-out. That's what I'm going to do today.
Okay.
I would like to shout-out the play that is coming up at the end of the month. It is Pippin. $10 a ticket for adults.
If you would like to go Catskill High School.
$8 a ticket for students, and if you have a child under 4 years old, they get in for free. It is at the Catskill High School if you would like to attend.
What are the dates?
Friday, March 27th, 28th, and 29th.
And when do we need to get tickets by?
You can get them whenever. You can get them at the door.
Yeah, you can get them when you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to close you guys out with a very beautifully composed song by our truly once only freshly blooded Dope Boy Menace. Put your fist up. Enjoy.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about cultural appropriation. I want to talk about that, right? Welcome to America. That's with 3 K's. Yeah. Let's go. had to sharpen up my pen. This is for innocent niggas in prison with a den. This is for Eric Garner. This is for Sandra Bland. This is for Mike Brown, the people of Ferguson. This is for Trayvon. This is for Tamar. For all black political prisoners spinning the yard. For all black political prisoners popping on guards. For all my black people, I swear this one's for y'all. Put your fist up. Let's get Zimmerman out of here. Cops still killing us with cameras on body gear. Trump just tweeting. Nobody don't really care. Distracted by their phones. We living in warfare. Put your fist up. They couldn't kill us with the tools. So they GMO the fools. Teach us bullshit in school. Tamper with our history. They want us out of our misery. They try to throw us off with Netflix and Disney. Plus, in God we trust. Stripped us of our culture. Sold it back to us. We came a long way from the shackles and cuffs. From the dogs and the hoses. The back of the bus. Put your fist up.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lee is reporting for the Columbia paper. Acting State Supreme Court Judge Richard Kowiek has ruled in favor of the High Falls Property Owners Association in the Article 78 proceeding it filed against the village of Philmont. Kowiek found the Philmont Village Board did not properly award a lease for the historic factory building located on Canal Street to the arts organization called Free Columbia. The property owners group was formed in direct response to the lease decision made by the village last summer. The board had agreed to lease the building owned by the village to Free Columbia for rehabilitation as a theater and arts center. Kowiek found that the lease was improperly approved after the board failed to consider competing bids. Kowiek said the only remedy was to start the process all over again. Nathaniel Williams of Free Columbia said, and I quote, "While there is an option for the village of Philmont and Free Columbia to craft a new lease, taking into account the objections raised in the lawsuit, we would like to make sure we take into consideration the totality of the High Falls Property Owners Association's concerns as we look to go back to the drawing board," end quote. Williams said village officials have not indicated if they want to move forward with Free Columbia. Chris Reed, a spokesperson for the property owners group, said, and I quote, "I think there are other places in Philmont for Free Columbia," end quote. And though they are not interested in mediation with Free Columbia, Reed said the group would like to meet with the village board about the Canal Street building. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Motorists should be prepared for long detours March 7th for a construction project at the railroad bridge over the CSX tracks in the village of Catskill. Route 23 between Route 385 and Route 9W will be closed for approximately 9.5 hours, according to Brian Vagani, public information officer for the State Department of Transportation. Vagani said the closure will allow road crews to use a large crane to position steel beams as part of an ongoing bridge maintenance project. The closure is expected to begin at 6 a.m. and continue until 3:30 p.m., according to DOT officials. The work is dependent on the weather, with a possible rain date of March 14th. Motorists are reminded that fines are doubled for speeding in a work zone. Williams writes the span being rehabilitated was once known as the Singing Bridge because of its metal deck that seemed to hum and peel and talk when cars passed over it. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Centers for Disease Control's exposure assessment in the city of Newburgh has begun. The study will provide new information about PFAS exposure to Newburgh residents, and community participation is key. Residents will be solicited to participate by a regular U.S. mail, phone call, or home visit. Letters have been sent to selected households. Representatives have started calling those households that will return to Newburgh starting on November 10th, visiting the homes of anyone not previously reached by mail or phone. Primary goal of the exposure assessment is to provide information to communities about levels of PFAS in their bodies.
The exposure assessments will also measure PFAS in drinking water and measure PFAS in indoor dust. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Caitlin Emma is reporting for Politico. President Donald Trump, March 6th, signed the $8.3 billion emergency funding package, thereby sending a flow of cash to federal agencies and states working to combat an increased number of coronavirus cases nationwide. The bill provides a total of $7.7 billion in new discretionary spending and authorizes an additional $490 million in mandatory spending through a Medicare change. The legislation supports vaccine development, research, and equipment stockpiles. Most of the $400 million will be sent to states during the next 30 days. States will each receive at least $4 million apiece. Read the full story at Politico.com. We'll be right back.